This goes to Dr. Q-U-E-R-E-S-H-I, fax 989-629-8145, and Dr. Alkeek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989-466-3643. Regarding Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Witbrot. It's W-I-T, like Tom, B like a boy, R-O-D like David, T like Tom. Date of birth, 5-15 of 1963. Dear doctors, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit with Ms. Witbrot with stage 3A. Chronic kidney disease. Oops. To the hypertension, diabetes, and psoriatic arthritis. Her last visit was April 18th of 2022. She has been feeling well since her last, actually April 18th, yeah, 2022. She has been feeling well since her last visit. Her weight is stable. She's had the recent bivalent COVID-19 booster vaccination without any side effects or adverse events. And she's not been ill with COVID-19 to date. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does have intermittent wheezing and cough and sputum production secondary to COPD. But no recent infection, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no edema, urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medication list is reviewed. She's on Humira and methotrexate for the psoriatic arthritis. And I want to highlight the maximum dose of lisinopril, which is 40 milligram once a day. Physical examination, her weight is 282 pounds, pulse 70, oxygen saturation is 94% on room air, blood pressure 120 over 60. Neck is supple, there's no carotid bruise or lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, very distant sounds. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. She has a trace of edema in the lower extremities bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 3rd of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.2. Estimated GFR is 46. Albumin 3.9. Calcium 8.6. Sodium 139. Potassium is 5.2. Previous level 5.1. Carbon dioxide 25, phosphorus 3.8, hemoglobin 12.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, number one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. Two, diabetic nephropathy. Three, hypertension, currently at goal. Three, chronic COPD. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.